Carly and Seamus, good morning, right across far north Queensland on Hit. And today, Carly, is a pretty special day.
Yeah, it is International Volunteer Day. And to tell us just about how you could volunteer your time and what that might look like for you, we've got Annette Shepherd from FNQ Volunteers in Cairns. And what they do is they basically help hook you up with volunteer services in our community. She joins us now. Good morning, Annette.
Good morning.
How many people have you got in your books volunteering?
We've got hundreds of people, actually, who volunteer throughout the year. But generally speaking, we either place them within our own organisation or we farm them out to other volunteer-using organisations.
You're a volunteer yourself as well. Tell us about how long you've been volunteering and kind of what you get out of it.
I've been volunteering practically all of my life, I think, in various organisations and in various capacities. But I've been with FNQ Volunteers since its inception. In fact, this year is our 20th birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Now, so if you've got so many different volunteers on the books and you've been a part of them for so long, what area of volunteer work are you guys in need of more volunteers?
Probably a lot of volunteers are needed in places like St. Vincent de Paul, the Salvation Army and so forth, where they do a lot of support work in their op shops and so forth. Meals on Wheels are always wanting people to volunteer either in their kitchen or in the delivery run. It varies. You know, St. John's Ambulance is a member, so they are looking for people who are interested in the sorts of activities that they do. It goes on and on. Virtually whatever you like to do, there's an opportunity to volunteer.
Volunteering looks like a lot of different things for many people. And I think one thing that people worry about volunteering is overcommitting themselves. Obviously, you can start small. So have you seen an increase in younger people coming to you to volunteer their time?
Well, I've just been through an induction process with 14 new volunteers, and two of them were school leavers, and a number of them are in what you call a younger age bracket. Most of our volunteers tend to be over 45, but yes, we get a fair number of younger people coming through as well. And the reason that these two people have given, one was for experience because she just completed her studies in IT and she wants to get a little bit more experience before she goes into the job market. And also the other young person is a newly enrolled university student who simply wants to have some experience out in the community and to increase her own network.
Oh, they're both very good reasons. And they're also reasons that maybe you listening this morning could become a volunteer. If people are listening to this and they do have a spare couple of hours, how can they get in contact with you, Annette?
They can look onto our website or they could phone us on 4041 7400.
That's FNQ Volunteers Cairns. Thank you so much for joining us, Annette, and thank you for the amazing work you do in our community.
Thank you.